Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your presence this day and every day. Thank you that you've taken us out of darkness, out of that the arrogance and the selfishness that we once walked in through ignorance and bringing about disobedience. But thank you now, being part of the household of faith, Lord, we thank you that you inspire our faith every day so as to believe what you believe, so as to walk in the goodness that you've laid out for our lives. Thank you, Father God, that we were predestined and you called us, and you call us daily to justify us and make us who we're supposed to be so that we can experience the glory of your wonderful plan, your wonderful kingdom, and your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read 2 Timothy 3 from 11 and 12. From the NCV translation, but I'll start at number 10. But you have followed what I teach, the way I live, my goal, faith, patience, and love. You know I never give up. You know how I have been hurt and have suffered, as in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. I've suffered, but the Lord saved me from all those troubles. Everyone who wants to live as God desires in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
Hallelujah. So he's saying everyone that wants to live in the life that Timothy and Paul lived, they're going to go through squeezings, persecutions, sufferings, and squeezings. And why? It's because we had a part of this world, and we in this world, and this is where Satan is and where his deception and lies are, and it's his deception and his lies that hurt, that bring persecution. But praise God, now we need to look to our Lord. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ came as a baby and he suffered, but he found, he grew through what he suffered, because he looked to his God, and his God came through and helped him. And so we see his life was living for God, living for his disciples, and then sharing that light out into the world. And that's exactly the same as Paul's example that he set. He preached what he taught is what he got from God, and that's the way he lived, and that was his goal, and that was brought about his faith, and that brought about his patience and love. And so in the same way, we have come out of the childish, deceptive ways of learned by man, and we are now in God. To also the same way, please, a fellowship with the Father, but now it's the Father and the Son, as the beloved disciple John shared with us in 1 John chapter 1. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so what we have seen and heard, this is what we witness. That is what we declare. That's our testimony. That's what our life stands for. And that brings the joy of the Lord, because it brings his presence and you in. And his joy is your salvation. And his joy is your name written in heaven. So you're rejoicing in your heavenly family and in the path and the plan that God has got for you. And that's it. And just like Jesus, and just like Paul, and just like Timothy, we see in this letter as well, you pleased God, and therefore you stay in the right place. You can't please man and God. You please God. But in pleasing God, you please man. So you serve God, you get the light of life, and you stay in it. That's what it's all about. The Father and the Son, they have neither got a splinter or a log in their eye. And so when the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and died for us and now lives for us. And we stay in tune with that. Because bottom line, not even Jesus, not even Paul could please all men. But we can be pleasing to God. So we stay pleasing to God and stay developing on schedule. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. Stay in the love, be prayerful at all times for all situations, and just keep being the testimony, the witness of the goodness of God that's been made available for all mankind. Amen.
Amen.